This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. Ben Shalom Bernanke, the Jewish head of the Federal Reserve Bank, told Congress and the American people that we must pass a $700 billion bailout, read theft, of taxpayers' money that must be given to the Jewish-dominated international banks. At the same time, the Jewish economic bosses don't want to give a dime to the overwhelmingly Gentile auto industry, an industry that employs 2 million Americans. The same Jewish international bank recipients of the bailout were the biggest contributors of Obama and McCain, as illustrated by the Jewish firm of Goldman Sachs, Obama's biggest single contributor at over $800,000, according to his last FEC report before the election, was Goldman Sachs. He had huge support from the major economic powers, international powers in this country. Now, does that sound like change you can believe in? That was his slogan. The Washington Post estimated that over 50% of national political funding comes from Jewish sources. Now, this is from a group that's only 2.3% of the population. The wealthiest and most powerful lobby in Congress is AIPAC. That's the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. AIPAC is essentially a lobby for a foreign nation, Israel, and a lobby truly for every perceived interest of the Jewish community, and not just in America, but worldwide. Firms like Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers have given tens of millions of dollars to the same Congress that passed the $700 billion bailout for the international banking houses. In addition to the $700 billion theft of taxpayers' money authorized by Congress, money allocated directly by Bernanke's Federal Reserve and by executive order will amount to at least another additional $1 trillion. That sum is the staggering amount of $1.7 trillion of taxpayers' money allocated, given to the international bankers. $1.7 trillion is $1,700 billion. And experts say that the amount could double over the next year. The media, which was monolithically for the bailout, are in Jewish hands every bit as much as the American political fundraising and lobbying establishment. Here's a direct quote from a major Jewish publication bragging about their control of America's major media conglomerates. And this is from the Los Angeles Jewish Times, October 29, 1999. Quote, four of the largest five entertainment giants are now run or owned by Jews. Murdoch's News Corp at number four is the only Gentile holdout. However, Rupert is as pro-Israel as any Jew, probably more so. Unquote. I must tell you that other sources claim that Murdoch's mother, Elizabeth Green, is Jewish. In addition, Murdoch's right-hand man, who runs the day-to-day operations of the Fox News Corp, is Peter Sheeran, an open Jewish extremist, Zionist partisan. The same Jewish-owned and run newspapers, such as the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, that unanimously supported the bailout of the mostly Jewish financial firms, now are questioning whether the government should offer a tiny loan, a very small loan in comparison to the bailout of the international financial firms. Now, they want to block a loan of $25 billion to perhaps the most important economic linchpin of the USA, and that's the American auto industry. If the American auto industry is lost, it will cost America upwards of 10 million jobs and certainly result in economic ruin for the rest of us as well. Starting with Henry Ford, The auto companies did more than any other manufacturing industry to make modern America a prosperous economic powerhouse. The last three American automakers, last ones left, are GM, Ford, and Chrysler. And even they are now facing bankruptcy and annihilation. This burgeoning depression, brought about by massive banking fraud, misuse, theft, and mismanagement, now threatens not only the financial industry, but the most important segment of the U.S. economy, the American auto industry. Now, this bankruptcy is also due, in no small part, to the free trade policies that have flooded America with cars and goods from third world plants, companies and plants based on slave labor wages, and facilities that did not have the added expenses required of environmental protection, as did American plants. Cars have flooded in from places like Mexico, Brazil, and other parts of this planet and crippled the U.S. auto industry. The many auto manufacturers thriving after the Second World War have been reduced now to only three. On top of suicidal American trade policies set by these same international financiers who have controlled American economic policy for years through their political contributions, their control of the media, and other access to these politicians, auto companies are now also being dealt a death blow by the current financial crisis brought on by the same international banking firms. Now, what exactly are these last three surviving American automakers asking for? Unlike the financial firms, they're not asking for the taxpayer to take over trillions of dollars of bad debts. They're simply asking for a loan. I repeat, a loan of $25 billion to be taken from the $1,700 billion they're giving these international banking firms, and a great deal of them are owned by people who aren't even Americans. You know, $25 billion out of $1,700 billion is just too much for the greedy Wall Street financial crowd. Most Americans are simply not informed as to what is at stake. U.S. auto companies directly employ over 250,000 Americans. Another 730,000 have jobs with businesses that produce the parts and materials that go into American cars. And over a million Americans work in dealerships. Now, that's approximately 2 million Americans who, if they lost their jobs, would go from producing income and spending for other goods and services to being a huge drain on the social and economic system in this country. The cascade effect would result in four or five times their number in more unemployed Americans. To quote the Associated Press, November 20, 2008, quote, if just one of the auto giants would go belly up, some estimates put U.S. job losses next year as high as 2.5 million, unquote. If all three go bankrupt because of the cascading effect, it would probably result in over 10 million jobs lost. What is the media response to this? The government response to this? The Jewish media, the Jewish-dominated media, I should say, it's not all Jewish, but they certainly dominate the thrust of media in this country. They've been featuring pundit after pundit telling the public to oppose the auto industry loan. This is the same media that overwhelmingly tell us that the $1,700 billion taxpayer robbery to the international Jewish financial companies is absolutely necessary. It may be a bitter pill, they say, but we've got to swallow it. Watching the conservative Jewish neocon run Fox News this morning and the more liberal Jewish run in MSNBC and CNN, I have seen story after story condemning the proposal to loan money to our ailing auto industry. They've even run stories about the fact that the big three auto dealers dared to come to Washington, D.C. from Detroit on their corporate jets. And this fare for them cost about $20,000. Now, they did this in an attempt to cause the American people to think that the auto industry shouldn't get any money. All the top executives of the largest firms of the world, including the financial executives that are being bailed out now, fly in corporate jets. When Bernanke and the Jewish investment firms were pushing for $1,700 billion worth of purchase of their toxic paper, these worthless mortgages by the taxpayer, there were no stories of the dozens of international bankers who flew in from New York and all over the world to Washington to push for the bailout on their private jets. The media also left the impression that the $25 billion loan is a new loan in addition to the $700 billion congressionally authorized bailout, when in fact it's simply a congressional action that takes $25 billion out of the $700 billion allocated for the banksters from that congressional action. Now, that's just $25 billion out of the amount, and this $25 billion would go for a loan to the American auto industry and truly the well-being of millions of American workers in this critical American industry at this critical moment in American history. The Associated Press reported in the November 20 article that, quote, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, and by the way, I must make a note here, he's the former CEO at Goldman Sachs, can tap the financial industry bailout money to help auto companies. Senate Majority Leader Reid said, quote, but he just doesn't want to. Of course the former CEO of Goldman Sachs doesn't want to help our American auto industry. He doesn't want to take a dime from the international Jewish bankers. The contrast of the response to the $1,700 billion for the international Jewish bankers and the request of just $25 billion in loans for the overwhelmingly Gentile auto industry and the millions of American workers that depend on it should wake up anyone as to the real nature of the federal government in 2008. This government in Washington, D.C. is no longer our government. It is not our government. It's also not our media. These powers are not acting in the interests of the American people, but an alien elite whose interests always come before that of the American people, and often conflict with the most basic and important interests of the American people. They wanted the war for Israel and Iraq. Our boys paid the price. Tens of thousands wounded, thousands dead. Trillions of dollars it will cost in American money. They got it. Their media lied about the war, and their financial power bought the politicians who voted for the war. They wanted to change America's immigration policy to make our people, European Americans, a minority in our own country so they could manipulate our elections. In fact, so they could get people like Obama elected. They want to take away the wealth and the power of the American people and concentrate it in their own hands. It is their media, their government. Bush was their president. Obama is their new president. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, just that the new boss has a new face. The opposition to the auto industry loan is one more illustration of the fact of how we have lost the America of our mothers and fathers. It is proof that we all have to work, struggle, and sacrifice mightily to get it back. I am doing my part, and I ask you, how about you? Thanks for being with me. I look forward to being with you again very soon.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast.